The truth is, the only people they really want to discriminate against and rule out are Christians.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we'll take a look at new efforts to enshrine gender confusion into federal law.
So the sky becomes the limit. I can be multigender, I can be ambigender, I can be a gender blender where we throw everything into a blender and mix it together.
What are the dangers posed by such legislation, which has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives?
It's really putting women back into the dark ages, because all of a sudden we're losing our rights.
How is the Equality Act in Congress a threat to your liberties? You might be shocked to hear the answer. We will examine that question on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill called the Equality Act in the name of supposedly fighting inequality and sex discrimination in this country. It would essentially, though, abolish religious freedom. It would enshrine into federal law the whole panoply of homosexual and transgender demands that now includes men who identify as women using the women's restroom and competing in women's athletics, among other things. And the so-called Equality Act would punish those who disagree with this agenda. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
It's okay to be gay.
Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff.
But Lindsay, I still don't know if I'm a boy or a girl.
Well, Teddy, did you know that some people aren't boys or girls?
This video was shown last year in a school in Ottawa, Canada, traumatizing a six-year-old girl. Her mother said suddenly she was told to believe that at any moment, what she believes to be real, that she is a girl, may not be true. The parents have filed a complaint against the school and have pulled their child out of it.
It's not fair to not look at this as emotional and spiritual abuse on a child to believe in a false ideology that there is a third sex, that there is a transgender.
Denise Schick is the daughter of a transgender man who became a woman.
As Christians, if we start to second guess and think, you know, in Genesis, was it right or wrong? Well, wait a minute, maybe there is a transgender person or sex that's in there. Then we're really not believing the scriptures.
The Creator made two sexes. It's indisputable. Male and female. And no amount of surgery or changing of clothes or having extensions added to one's hair. But at the end of the day, if you swab his mouth, if you check his birth certificate, if you check his DNA, he's still a man.
Critics note that if the Equality Act were to become the law of the land, it would mandate that the complete LGBTQ agenda have the full force of law, whatever the fallout.
Treating gender identity as a protected category under our civil rights laws could have negative consequences in a number of areas. The pressure culturally right now is towards affirming a person's transgender identity as rapidly as possible. And treating other issues first seems to just delay the achievement of that process. This is very unfortunate, I believe.
Take a recent example. A Minnesota mother learned that her minor son received hormone therapy without her knowledge as the first step toward a sex change operation. The mother is suing the authorities that shepherded her son through this process without her consent or even knowledge. Unfortunately, this is not an isolated case.
when we look at just the fact of physically what these drugs are doing to their bodies, I mean, to sterilize them when a child's brain hasn't, our brains don't fully develop till they're 22, 24 years old. But yet because Jack wants to become Jill or Jill wants to become Jack, we go along with it.
Walt Heyer, a former transgender who runs the organization SexChangeRegret.com, notes that over 40% of those who've had the operation have attempted suicide, but the Equality Act would make it virtually impossible to stop this radical agenda, all in the name of fighting discrimination.
We're really not talking about discrimination against a particular group of people because of who they are. We're talking about a fundamental difference in philosophy about what defines who is male and who is female.
One area where we see this philosophical clash in action is in women's athletics. Scholarships set aside for women through Title IX are now being taken by men competing as women.
It's really putting women back into the dark ages because all of a sudden we're losing our rights. What fairness is that to the girls that had worked all year to gain their athletic strength that they needed to go up against a boy?
Biological women will hardly be able to compete for championships against transgender, against men who identify as women. And as we saw recently, Martina Navratilova, the great tennis champion, great female tennis champion, spoke out against transgender competition. And she was roundly vilified by many on the left for what she said, but she's a lesbian activist herself. She's been an out lesbian since 1981.
What we need to understand and know about the Equality Act is it's just another tool that they're actually trying to use to try and implement SOGI laws, which are sexual orientation and gender identity laws, to protect them as if they are, actually I think they were trying to implement them in the Civil Rights Act. Men and women are made differently. We shouldn't apologize for those differences, nor should we try and erase those differences.
The Equality Act is dangerous and unconstitutional, yet it's making its way through the Congress, and it needs to be defeated, and now. The House of Representatives under Nancy Pelosi has already passed this law. That's why we need to stop it in its tracks. D. James Kennedy Ministries is leading the effort to make that happen, and I'm asking you to stand with us as we do. We have produced a letter of demand to your United States senators calling upon them to forcefully oppose and defeat this bill in the Senate. Contact us right away and we will send you the letters. Just sign them and return them to us as quickly as possible so that we can join your voice with thousands of others to defeat this terrible bill. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. In the name of tolerance, our culture rules out all forms of discrimination. But in doing so, they make a grave mistake. I'm joined by the daughter of our founder, Dr. D. James Kennedy, and my good friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Jennifer, your dad saw right through all this confusion on these issues, didn't he?
That's right, he did. And he knew that Scripture cut through nonsense like a knife, and he believed the Bible. My dad understood that a willingness to tolerate anything and everything was the mark of a dying society. The great British Christian writer G.K. Chesterton once said, "An open mind is really a mark of foolishness, like an open mouth. The object of opening the mind, as of opening the mouth, is to shut it again on something solid." My dad foresaw that diminishing biblical truth would lead to the embrace of all kinds of evil in our land. And that's exactly what's happening. Sometimes discrimination is good and necessary. Does that sound provocative? Find out more in this excerpt from my father's message, Discerning Good and Evil.
Discrimination simply means to distinguish between several things, especially to distinguish between things that are similar. In fact, the matter is, in a definition of acumen, which means mental clarity and intelligence, that acumen is to be able to nicely discriminate between several things. But you see, though racial discrimination has long been understood to be wrong, there are few people, I suppose, in this country today that would try to maintain that that is good. And we have seen gender discrimination outlawed and condemned, even age discrimination. But you see, they again have taken a word and they have smeared it into areas in which it never was intended. The truth is, the only people they really want to discriminate against and rule out are Christians. That's the people they want to get rid of. You. They will tolerate anything but those who have beliefs in dogma and absolutism. Who said that? The United Nations Declaration on Tolerance. They tolerate anything. But you see, Christianity is an absolute religion. God is the ultimate absolute. His word is absolute truth. His Son is the absolute divine Savior. So Christianity is an absolute religion. And its dogma, or teachings, as the word means, are absolutely true. Discrimination is bad in the cases that we mentioned, such as racial, gender discrimination. But now they want to move it to everything, to good and evil. Solomon prayed to God, and he asked God to grant to him an understanding heart that he may discern between good and bad. Now, the word discriminate comes from a root, discernere. That is from the root, sonare, which means to discern. Therefore, the word discern is the word from which discriminate comes, and they both mean virtually exactly the same thing. So, Solomon is praying that God would give him an understanding heart and the ability to discriminate between good and evil. Now, if he had prayed that prayer today, the ACLU would be all over him if he had done it publicly. And therefore, this cannot be allowed. Furthermore, since God said that he was very pleased with what Solomon had prayed, and he answered his prayer so that Solomon is known 3,000 years later as the wisest man that ever lived, as he gave him the answer to his prayer, God is guilty, according to the neo-postmodernist of our time and their views on zero tolerance for any kind of discrimination. But God, we too need to pray that God would give us an understanding heart and the ability to discern between good and bad, between good and evil. Discrimination. The difference between barbarism and civilization is discrimination. It is vital that we are able to discern between the bad and the good. But you notice it is the bad and the good, not the black and the white, the old and the young, the male or the female. It is the good and the evil. And the ability to discern between the two and to choose the good is what makes civilization. And when that ability is lost or pounded into the mud, as it's being done daily in our schools, eventually the society will degenerate back into the jungle. And that's what's going on in our country today.
Virtually our entire culture now seems dedicated to erasing distinctions. Men are now women, and women are now men. Marriage is between a man and a woman, or two women, or two men. And by the way, what's so special about the number two anyway? Two-person marriage will be among the next dominoes to fall. Because after all, it's all the same now, isn't it? Well, no, it isn't. Dr. Michael Brown is an author and theologian who has studied the tactics of the far left on these issues for many years now. I sat down with him to discuss the danger to civilization posed by the push for so-called equality between any and all worldviews and behaviors. I hear the term gender confusion spoken a lot. Confusion is an appropriate term because you can change your mind, you can choose to identify, you can make choices about your identification, and you can undo those choices. You can change it back. You can do anything you want to do, and yet everyone must accommodate you each way you turn.
Exactly. Gender fluid is a term that's used. It's not even considered changing your mind. This is just how you identify. There are an increasing number of people who don't identify with any gender. NPR Radio a couple of years ago did interviews, and they said the kids that are on the cutting edge of this, that are really trending on this, they don't even want to be identified by any gender. They said, we met high school kids who said, call me tractor. So the sky becomes the limit. I can be multigender. I can be ambigender. I can be a gender blender where we throw everything into a blender and mix it together. These are terms that they use. And I'm supposed to now look at this and say, okay, however you identify, that's reality. So in New York City, for example, you could be fined up to $250,000. If an employee comes in that was Joe, says, I want to be identified as Jane now, if you don't call Joe Jane and give accommodations to Jane, you could be fined up to $250,000. You say, well, can I at least have some medical verification that you've undergone sex change surgery or you're under counseling and hormone therapy? No, it's illegal to ask for it. So it's a complete Pandora's box of perception becomes reality. There's no way to quantify it. There's no way to measure it. And it turns society upside down.
You're a student of the scriptures. You're a student of history. What's happened? We're not arguing these things in a vacuum here. The scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. What has happened to civilizations where marriage in particular, but you know, this kind of homosexual acceptance initially and then celebration and then kind of forces itself on the culture. What happens to those cultures?
It's fascinating to see. There is an anthropologist named J.D. Unwin who was very much on the secularist side of things and believing the typical liberal myths against the family, who I believe was an Oxford scholar, but a respected scholar, who decades ago, early in the 20th century, did a study of world civilizations from the earliest times, whatever he could recover, Sumerian, Mesopotamian literature, and Egyptian, China, whatever ancient societies, Greco-Roman, etc., and found that only those that were based on committed monogamous heterosexual relationships thrived long term. That ultimately, when marriage was dissolved or marriage was threatened in different ways, it brought about dissolution in the society. When you declare war on gender, when you redefine marriage, these fundamental institutions, these fundamental realities now get threatened, and it contributes to the dissolution of society. But let's back this up, because this is not in a vacuum. This is part of the sexual revolution of the 60s. It's been pointed out if you fell asleep in 1960 and woke up in the year 2000, you found the divorce rates gone up twice, teen suicide up three times, reported violent crime up four times, prison population up five times, children born out of wedlock up six times, people living together out of wedlock up seven times. So Stonewall riots, 1969, that's the same year as Woodstock. This is the same fruit of the sexual revolution, the counterculture revolution. So we see the negative fruit in the larger society. Birth control pill introduced in 1960, and now there's sex for recreation and not procreation. Women could be a lot more free sexually. All these things just unfold. Even go back a few years earlier, 53, a Playboy magazine with Marilyn Monroe, 48, Kinsey study on the male and female sexuality with all the perversions that were in. So these seeds being planted, it explodes in the 60s. We see the negative fruit in the society as a whole. And this is part of that. And part of it also is no-fault heterosexual divorce in the church. If not for us opening the doors through our own failures, then no one would be talking about redefining marriage if marriage had been more solid. So all of us together need to go to God in repentance, get our own acts cleaned up, and then we can stand and be salt and light.
The Bible is not confused about gender.
We know Scripture right at the foundation says God created us male and female. Right. We know that God's ways are lasting ways. God's ways are ways of life. Mm. God's ways bring blessing. And the world will always hate us. Jesus promised that. Right. 2 Timothy 3:12, all who live godly lives in Messiah Jesus will suffer persecution. We expect that. But let it be persecution for the gospel,
for the right reason,
not for our ignorance, not for our self-righteousness, not for our hypocrisy. Let it be for the gospel. Then we wear it as a badge of honor, and that'll help shape the society.
Our nation is in the midst of committing cultural suicide. The only thing that can stop that headlong dive into the abyss is biblical truth. But the activists on the left are working overtime to silence and extinguish that truth. Recently, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the so-called Equality Act. That would overturn religious freedom and force Christians to disobey their own consciences on homosexual and transgender issues. This bill needs to be stopped before it becomes law, and we are doing something about that. We have put together a letter of demand to your U.S. senators, calling upon them to oppose and defeat this insidious bill. I want to ask you to contact us right away to get your copy of these letters, sign them, and return them to us immediately so that we can join your voice with thousands more and get action in the Senate. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. This ministry is the only nationally televised ministry dealing with issues like this and taking action. But we need your help in order to continue. So if you can also include a generous donation, we will thank you by sending you the book, Demanding Tolerance, Losing Our Freedom to Disagree, by John Amen. The left cries out for tolerance, but wants to criminalize disagreement on homosexuality and transgenderism and other issues, making dissent punishable as hate speech. Find out the truth and how to provide biblical answers to those who call our Christian beliefs outdated and intolerant. I will send you Demanding Tolerance as my thanks for your generous donation to help us continue the important work of this ministry. And as thanks for your donation of $40 or more, we will send you Demanding Tolerance plus the new DVD program, Discerning Good and Evil, featuring an insightful full-length message from Dr. D. James Kennedy, as well as interviews with key Christian experts, including Dr. Michael Brown, an excerpt of which you just saw. Be equipped to understand and defend the truth and help us to continue to sound the clarion call of biblical truth. That's the book, Demanding Tolerance, as well as the special new DVD program, Discerning Good and Evil, as our thanks for your generous donation of just $40 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. Recently, a Christian doctor in England was suspended by the government, which controls all national health care, because he refuses to call a man who wants to identify as a woman, she or her. Dr. David McAreth said he could not refer to, quote, any 6-foot-tall bearded man as madam, and said that to do so is, quote, a ritual denial of an obvious truth. The doctor has been hauled before a tribunal for his insensitivity and faces punishment for stating the obvious truth. Let's interject a note of reality here. One's sex is not something that can be changed by a court or by a doctor. All they can do is perpetrate a sham on you. And that's exactly what they are attempting to do. A court or a human rights tribunal ruling that marriage is something that can take place between two people of the same sex, or that a man with an XY chromosome is actually a woman, is tilting at the windmills of reality. They may as well repeal the law of gravity. They'll have just as much success. This is an exercise in futility and sorrow, because no matter what your legal documents say, they will still fall to the ground if you drop them. You no doubt remember Hans Christian Andersen's classic story, The Emperor's New Clothes. In it, some swindlers sell the king invisible clothes. He falls for their fraudulent story, deciding to wear the magnificent but invisible garments in a public parade. Nobody in the crowd wants to admit the emperor is naked, and so they play along. But you can never stop a small child from pointing out the obvious. And one such innocent truth-teller says, "But he hasn't got anything on." Much the same thing is happening with the cultural hucksters in our midst. They tell us that a man in a dress is a woman, and that two women or two men exchanging vows is a marriage, and that disagreement with any of it is bigoted hatred worthy of punishment. My friends, we must have compassion for these, because like us, they need Jesus Christ. But we must also be truth tellers, and the emperor hasn't got anything on. I know it, you know it, and in reality, they know it too. Let's pray for God's abundant grace for those who do not yet know Him. But let's not be complicit by playing along with a cultural fairy tale. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
The name of the disease that America is dying from is godlessness.
Our activists are trying to get states or even counties to make it illegal for minors, so teenagers basically, to seek out therapy if they have unwanted homosexual attractions.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.